Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Missed the first 2 hours. Very sportsy. Then very movie-y. And then fake penis-y. That was pretty much it.
A little bit of that.
Yeah. All available on podcastarena.com. 409 says, if baseball was invented today, would it be popular? I'm thinking no. I don't know. I don't know that there's, I guess, what's the most recent new sport? And is it MMA?
I mean, that's really made it to a level of semi-mainstream popularity, probably.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I don't know that there's a new sport out there that's going to take off. And so, no, I don't think it would be as popular. But it's the way society is. I mean, we're an ADD society. We're a video game society. And baseball is slow and measured and boring. And that's not going to get... It's the reason that soccer hasn't taken off in this country beyond people who move here from other places is because most Americans find it boring. I don't, but I'm an old. In person, it's much better. And I don't know that the baseball experience is better in person than it is on TV. I think that's very clear about soccer. Soccer is much better in person than it is on TV.
I think baseball is too, but I mean, it's tough to be like, you know, I mean, baseball, if it's not as it's a sport that you watch when you go to baseball, it's like you're going to hang out.
Yeah, it's a social sport.
Yeah.
It you go with your friends and you can BS and drink beer.
Like at football games?
Don't talk to me at a football game.
We don't. I go with my buddies and I mean, we'll talk about the play, but we're not talking about anything but the play that just happened. Yeah. Whereas it's, at baseball, I mean, God, I mean, there's so much free time. You can talk about anything, even like when the actual action's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. It'll be interesting because I think as we come out of this, I think you'll see some. Well, I've been saying all along, you're going to see some teams fold. You might see some leagues fold. And there may be room for something else. I just don't know what it would be. And somebody said, don't forget the Batarang. You had a whole Batarang
thing. We did have some Batarang talk.
We did do some Batarang. So I promised you an update on your favorite guy that none of us really know why he's famous, but he is. Dan Bilzerian.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Johnny Manziel.
No, we know why he's famous, because he had one magical year in college. Well, apparently, you know, he was going to do a book, right? And he was offering up $5,000 to whoever suggested the best title. And, of course, Twitter kind of went after him for that. Well, according to the New York Post, a source tells us that the deal went up in smoke because Bilzerian was too busy with his hot tub pals to actually write the book and never delivered a manuscript. And then they asked his agent, and he said, you have it. I do not represent that guy anymore. Well, a rep for him said that they finished a ghost-written book, which Dan wasn't happy with. So he returned the advance and wrote the book himself. No ghostwriter, and he intends to self-publish. Okay, I'm going to just throw this out there, Dan. If you want a ghostwriter.
So he paid a ghostwriter. They didn't do a good enough job.
Well, he's claiming that the publisher paid a ghostwriter.
Okay. Because he wasn't writing the book that he promised him.
Right. He wasn't getting it done. He was too busy having fun, which I don't, you know, have a problem with. But, Dan, I'll just tell you, if you want a real ghostwriter who will make you, who will write the book the way you want it with some compelling writing, I'm not cheap. I'll do it. Someone who understands the gambling world a little bit. Someone who doesn't understand what it's like to be with hot women all the time. But I can imagine. I mean, I do fiction. So just offering my services, I will write you a hell of a book. You won't have to put my name on it at all. That's what ghostwriting's about. Just write me a big check. That's all. How can baseball get the playoff atmosphere in regular season games? Impossible. Yeah, there's just too many games. And maybe it would be like that if you had a shorter season. But we're not going to have fans, so that atmosphere is not
atmosphere is not going to get you through this season.
But here's the problem with playoff baseball. Unless you're a fan of the team, playoff baseball is interminably long.
That
atmosphere doesn't do any good for the guys watching on TV.
It's unlike the NFL, where, I mean, I'll watch any NFL playoff game. But if you
even
give
Texans me, Bills or Texans Raiders,
yeah. But if you give me Mets versus, you know, Padres in a 7-game series, I've got no interest in it. And the you
especially in 5.5-hour games,
you can't just watch one game. Now, if there's a game 7 and it's for all the marbles, okay, maybe I'll tune into that. But what's the point if you're, I mean, if you're not committing yourself to the full deal, why even start it?
Yeah, and again, it's just there's too many games for each one to mean something. And that's why I said I kind of like the 60-game season, because they are going to be more meaningful. And, you know, I still have a bad feeling that you're going to get one team. The Rona goes through all these guys, and they wind up having to shut it down.
Could happen. It could happen.
I think every sport's going to face that.
And it seems less likely with the NBA because of the method that they're doing.
Yeah, well, in the MLS
they're restricting travel, which is where I think a lot of the danger comes. And MLBs, they're trying to reduce travel, but I don't think that, you know, I mean, traveling's traveling. I don't know that you're going to be able to avoid it. So,
yeah, and I mean, if their plan is, I guess, to play in the home stadiums with just no fans. Now, what if some of the states are going to allow some fans?
But
do you do that? And then,
right. Well, here's the deal, though, too. These players are still going to go out. They're still going to, you know, hang out with their people and
bang their side pieces.
Inevitably, somebody's going to catch it. I think the only reasonable model right now is the model that the UFC's put together, which is they're testing you basically nonstop throughout the whole deal. And once you're in, and you're not leaving, which is kind of what the NBA is doing. Once you're in, this is where you are. So I do think Major League Baseball is going to have problems.
Well, and I think the European soccer leagues are doing it right too so far.
I don't even know what they're doing. Where are their players?
They're all tested, and if you know, same thing. If you have a fever, you have to get tested immediately. And they've done a really good job so far with the German league, because they haven't had too many problems. And when they have, they've been able to isolate pretty quickly. But they are also traveling between. Well, I know they are in the Premier League. They're actually playing in the stadiums, and I think they're doing that in Germany too. They're playing in their home stadiums. So that's closer to what you're going to get with baseball. Now, it's also easier to travel throughout Germany and throughout England than it is for the Astros to go out and play Oakland and L.A. and all those guys. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm skeptical, definitely. And I'm really worried about college football. That's kind of the point of the thing. I just feel like there's almost no way that they're going to be able to pull this off in any form that's recognizable to us.
Right.
And whether or not it becomes like 3 or 4 conferences play conference seasons only, I could see that happening. But, you know, everybody has to agree. And what if you get one team that the whole team gets it, and you got to, and then we've talked about this before, do you eliminate the team they played the week before also because they were exposed? It just seems crazy to me. And I don't know. It's that would suck, because, you know, I love the NFL, but I love college football as much as I love the NFL. And I would hate to see a whole season gone. But, you know, I could also see that you know, you move it all back. You move it all to January. Like if I guess Fauci said today there's a chance we'd have a vaccine by the end of the year, which, you know, I'll believe it when I actually see it. But if you did that, then you might be able to have a real season. And I don't think that'd be the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
If you could get people back in the stands, then that might be the way to do it. I probably won't live to see it. I probably won't live to January at this rate. But
you might.
I don't know. I'm kind of sick of this world, to be honest with you. But A32, I'm not even responding to your dumbass asterisk question. If you've listened to this show, you know the answer to it already. So don't. That, you're just trying to be a Tuesday texter. Come on. I don't know why people are so fascinated with that whole conversation. It's just because there's nothing to talk about. It's why the whole Bubba Wallace thing, I'm glad we stayed away from it yesterday. But everybody else, all that's all day long. So, come on, guys. You don't have to just follow along and jump on everything that every media clown is out there trying to tell you. All right. Okay. That came out loud. I actually heard you that time, Aaron. Good job. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And I got some more sports for you if you want. I got some more movie for you if you want. I've got aliens if you want. Whatever you want to do coming back.
How about some Ron Jeremy talk?
Yeah, let's get into that.
All right. I got to tell you about TGS Insurance first. Thanks to our listeners. TGS Insurance is growing faster than just about anybody in the state when it comes to insurance, home insurance. Why, you might ask? Well, they are geniuses, and they've put together a system that's probably going to save you a lot of money. And it's so easy. You don't have to deal with anyone face-to-face, which imagine having to do that. That would suck. You don't have to. Just send a text. You guys can all do that. They've got a system that's already shopped the home insurance prices for every home in our area. They know what you could be saving, and it's time for you to start doing it. You might not know what you're paying for your homeowner's insurance. That's a mistake. I didn't know what I was paying for my homeowner's insurance. I checked, though, and then I texted TGS. Boom. I saved over $1,000 a year. That could be you. The average customer saving nearly $900 a year, and all you got to do is text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address, you reply back, you'll get a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. They're open now. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving today.
Anywhere but Austin on Friday night. That's where the Leroy Brothers play.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So you want to get into Ron Jeremy. There's also another porn star trending today for some reason.
Who's the other one?
Mia Khalifa.
What's she up to?
Apparently she was only in the adult entertainment industry for 3 months, was barely compensated for the amount of money her videos have brought in, and made like $12,000 or something.
Feels like an old story. Like,
yeah, I don't know why it's trending today.
And I'll be honest,
I think there was a girl who had posted on TikTok or something that she was considering going into work for Pornhub to make some money, and she was like, "Don't do it; it's not worth it."
I'll be honest, okay. I don't feel that bad for Mia Khalifa because Mia Khalifa, like, really, I mean, she got famous for porno, but she became much more famous when she started burning guys who tried to DM her, which I think is not that's not cool.
No, I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, that's what you get.
So
maybe you should have been nicer to one of the many rich guys that DM'd you.
Yeah, well, but your buddy Ron Jeremy, not so good.
Oh, I think our buddy Ron Jeremy, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a friend of the show. He's been on our air. And now he's in trouble. He's been charged with forcibly raping 3 women and sexually assaulting another in separate West Hollywood incidents dating back to 2014. Ronald Jeremy Hyatt, that's his full name, which, okay. He's 67 years old.
Yeah.
he is accused of these things. And listen, it's forcible rape, forcible penetration by a by a foreign object, and one count each of forcible oral copulation and sexual battery. 25-year-old woman forcibly raping, sexually assaulting two women, 33 and 46, and a 30-year-old woman alleges that he forcibly raped her at a bar. The district attorney's office declined a case against him due to insufficient evidence stemming from an incident in 2016. But he appeared in court Tuesday, and his bail is set at $6.6 million. Faces a potential maximum sentence of 90 to life. So, Ron Jarrett, this is serious business. So, I mean, I don't know if it'll stick. I don't know what kind of evidence they've got, but it looks like Ron Jeremy is at least going to have a trial. I will say, it seems like, what's going on with Bill Cosby? Where's he at in his thing? Is he still kind of in limbo? Are we in wait and see mode with him? Or is Bill Cosby like just, he's in prison now forever?
I think, if I remember, if he's in prison, I think he was trying to say, hey, you should let me out because I'm old and if I get coronavirus, I'll die.
Yeah.
I think I read a headline that he was saying, you know, it's not fair for me to be in prison because I'm old.
I mean, yeah, nobody wants that. He's still in prison. He's been in for a year. And he is sentenced to 3 to 10 years. Boy, Cosby got 3 to 10. Ron Jeremy facing 90 to life.
Well, he is old, so.
He is old.
I find that.
But so is Ron Jeremy.
Yeah. I find it just strange because that guy, well, you saw him when we interviewed him. I mean, women are just all over him.
Yeah, I don't understand why.
He is 67 years old.
So, I mean, he doesn't need to do that.
No. I mean, he usually gets money for having sex with women.
So, yeah, that's
It seems like why would you do it criminally when you can actually get paid to do it? It seems odd.
It does to me, but oh well. I guess we'll have to wait and see how it plays out. And I've heard so many stories from people who know him that just women throw themselves at this guy.
Did you read the story about the about Officer Chad Hoag of the Houston Police Department?
I did not.
He was arrested on Sunday. He was talking to some residents in Southeast Houston while responding to a call. They said he was acting a little strangely, had glassy eyes and slightly slurred speech. And they called the cops on him. They said they smelled a little alcohol in his breath. When the cops got there, he admitted to drinking 7 glasses of a whiskey beer mixture before going on duty. Officers then searched his bag and found a can of beer with a little left inside. He was given a breathalyzer test and blew nearly twice the legal limit. He's been charged with misdemeanor DWI, which it's always odd. Like, I always think of The Wire, and those guys were constantly drunk on duty. Like, that was just what they would do. They'd go out and they'd sit on their cars and drink whiskey. But it seems to be a not a wise decision in today's climate. Like, it just seems like a bad call. The police are under enough heat. You might not want to show up to a call wasted.
Yeah, it's probably not a great idea.
But unfortunate turn of events for Officer Hoag, who doesn't really say if he's going to be taken off the job. I don't know what happens there. I mean, it's he's been suspended. While they do an investigation, which it seems, I mean, if you arrested him, it seems like that the investigation's done, but maybe there's a further investigation that has to happen. I don't know about the rules of that, when a cop gets arrested, but not a good look, Officer Hoag.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yep.
Well, that's right here
in our fair city.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's why I never go to the southeast side of town, Fred. It's in the part of the map that I stay out of. The cops are drunk there sometimes.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And we'll take some calls here as we roll down to the finish line in beautiful Galleria area. Have they reopened the Galleria yet? Do
we know? I think so. It's not all boarded up anymore. I think there was some concern when there were riots happening around the country, but now that the riots seem to have run their course, the Galleria is back to making their money. So
it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. But it was weird that every entrance to the Galleria and the parking garages, there was like a cop sitting there.
Yeah.
All the doors and windows were boarded up. It's a really surreal kind of a situation when you think about it. But hey, I guess they were preferred to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I think malls, I think, should hold off on a little bit because that's just not a I don't know. I'm all about let's open back up and let's do our thing. But there's some places I just think, maybe a mall, not the best idea yet.
Yeah.
Just because, you know.
Well, I don't think they were closed for COVID. I think they were worried they were going to get their stuff stolen.
Well, yeah, somebody did break in.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, but I would have thought it would have stayed closed until at least recently. Just for, because that's a hard thing to keep people apart in a mall.
Yes.
But 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Wasn't Ron a comedian? Yeah, when he came on our show, he was
doing comedy stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's weird. No question. I mean, it surprises me to hear that, but, you know, if it's true, then what a turd. And what an unnecessary thing. What an unnecessary thing. I mean, it's always unnecessary, but I mean, this is a guy that never has to worry about stuff like that. Yeah.
It's just hard for me to, I mean, listen, sometimes when there's like murderers, I can tell myself, you know what? I've thought about how it would feel to just take someone out of a situation permanently. I could see how someone could get to the point where they do that. But with sex, like part of the fun of having sex is that that person also wants to have sex with you. I feel like without that element, I just could not be interested in sex. So I've never really understood how that works for dudes, like how they can be into that. Also surprising to me, like Ron Jeremy doesn't appear to be a dude that can just overpower a bunch of women.
Yeah.
Like I stood next to him. He ain't much physically. I mean, he's a short, chunky dude. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy who could, you know, shove a woman around or rough her up. Now that's not to say that, that he couldn't. I mean, he just doesn't appear to. He's not physically.
Could have Cosby'd him and just drugged him.
He's not physically imposing, though. It's just an odd story. I'm with you. It doesn't make sense to me that he would be doing that. But I mean, like I said, I can't. I just can't relate to it under any circumstance. Honestly,
right.
All right. I got to tell you guys about a new client on board with us. Elate Health. If you are suffering from BPH, which is an enlarged prostate, you could be dealing with it. Maybe you don't even know it. You may have a frequent need to urinate, increased urination at night, or difficulty starting to pee. If that's you or anyone you know, your dad maybe, they're going to present you some options. A couple of them are surgical, and they are not pretty. And they could also lead to your stuff not working going forward, and that's important. Well, Dr. Doe and Elate Health say you don't need surgery. We've got a better way. PAE, it's called. Dr. Doe's the first doctor in Houston to do this procedure. He's doing more than anyone in the city, and he's the guy you want. It's an outpatient procedure. You're in and out in a few hours. It's an advanced, minimally invasive procedure. They use X-ray technology to treat your prostate, and not only will your stuff work when you're done, in a lot of instances, it works better. How about that? and it's covered by most insurance plans. Call them today, 832-860-4618 to learn more. 832-860-4618 or choosepae.com. That's choosepae.com.
About my chat, who the f*** you is? What the f*** you think? Yeah, silence is better.
No, I'm not regular. No, I'm not regular. Ooh. No, I'm not regular. No, I'm not regular. Ooh.
ESPN. 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Trying to catch up with the texters. It's not about sex, it's about power. I mean,
yeah, it's just weird to me that that's like something that, that can work for dudes, but again, I can't put myself in that situation.
I just, it's not something that computes with me even a little bit, so I don't understand it. It's just like, to me, there's certain things that I just don't understand. Like why someone would look at a 15-year-old and find them attractive. I don't get it. And want to have sex with them, it just makes no sense to me. And that's another one. It just doesn't compute. You know, somebody's not interested, they're not interested. That's the end of it. But or at least it should be the end of it.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and denounce Ron Jeremy as a friend of the show. Ooh. Should we wait until the trial or should we say now?
I want to know more about the accusations before I judge.
Okay.
So I would say temporarily suspend his friend of the show status pending the investigation.
Okay.
Is that fair?
A thorough investigation.
Well, yeah, of course it's got to be thorough.
Right.
Because if it's not thorough, then...
How would we know?
Exactly. So, yeah, still it's very, very weird. I guess it's... I don't understand Twitter sometimes because you're right, that Mia Khalifa thing is old.
Yeah.
And yet, here it is. I mean, I don't get why these things come back all the time. But hey, well, not my problem. She's famous. Good for her. I've got okay, where do you want to go here? Because I got some sports. I've got
I'm done with sports for the day.
Okay, good.
I'm all sportsed out.
Really?
Yeah.
A couple of Vegas things for you.
Okay.
Some casinos in Vegas are actually giving you $20 to gamble with if you wear a mask.
Oh, okay.
And apparently the Caesars properties were doing that. They have people walking around. If they see you with their mask, they'll give you $20 to gamble with.
You could make a living doing that.
Yeah, if you do it right.
Where, just walk through every how many Caesars properties are there?
Five or six that they're doing it at. Didn't I mention?
So you're talking about I can make $100 to $120 a day.
Just wandering around. Change the mask, you know, mix it up a little so you don't look like the same person.
Get a wig.
Yeah.
A hat. Yeah. You could probably double dip in a few spots.
I'm thinking you could. And you say, oh, thank you. Oh, you got to have a Caesar card. So that kind of eliminates that because it'll go on your card once you get it because they'll have to swipe it.
Damn. Okay.
But if you're one of those people who steals wallets, you can go get a whole bunch of Caesar's cards.
Because nobody. People leave their Caesar's cards on the table.
I know.
All the
you
time.
Could collect a whole
scoop
bunch
them
of them
up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not suggesting that you do that. That's theft. I don't like that. But
I mean, once they leave it there, they didn't want it. You know?
Lamont says, can we cancel the Blitz for interviewing the racist boxing promoter? That's a good question. I don't know. Boy, guys like Bob Arum do have to be careful now. This is a... I mean, we've known that Bob Arum says some racially charged things for a long time. But now? Oof. Oof.
Yeah, he needs to be careful because although he's an old man, he's not going to pay.
Yeah, I don't think he's yeah, he's an old millionaire.
He's got enough money.
He's the least likely person to change his ways. Old white millionaires are the least likely person to change their mind about things. And he'll always like when he says that, you know, when he says something racist, he'll usually throw in something nice about him. He's like,
yeah.
the great thing about the Mexican fighters, they were raised on nothing. They come from nothing. But they work hard, and they made a life for themselves in America where they could have never had that life in their country. But they're the hardest working people. And so it's like, it's kind of racist to say they never would have amounted to anything in their own country. But he's also like, but they work harder than anybody. So look what they've done with their lives. It's very tricky the way he does it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he means it to be. He doesn't mean to be offensive because he's trying to pay compliments.
Right.
Although there's been some things he said.
That, there's some times.
Yeah. That especially before he comes on sometimes with us, you're like, whoa.
You'd be surprised that the black man is willing to spend money on pay-per-views. Really, Bob? Why? What? Yeah, he says some crazy things at times. But, you know, like I said, is he going to change? Probably not. We'll try it. And sometimes I try to push a little bit out of him. But he usually gives it willingly. So we should have a best of Bob Arum by now.
Yeah, definitely.
We've interviewed the dude a dozen times.
Yeah, and he's always got something. And you know, but I don't think it's not mean, right? But I don't know. 713-780-ESPN, your number 713-780-3776. You see the Bellagio reopen with six-handed poker with plexiglass between the players.
Oof. Which, that's weird.
It's weird.
But it's, I mean, it seems smart.
The adjustment we have to make, right? And not every room's going to be able to do that, which is one of the things that kind of worries me about this. Like, I still don't know what's going to happen with the World Series of Poker. But even if they say, hey, in September, we're going to try to bring it back, do you really think it's wise to have a senior tournament?
No.
I was thinking about that today. I don't know why, just because, you know, it's one of my usual, I really wish I could do this. But that thing, and especially because they have so many events going on at the same time, that place is always packed. And there's just no way to separate people. Because the casino itself is pretty small, so you know I don't know, I am very concerned that if it happens, I don't even know that I'd want to go. Which
I think it's time to take a year off.
Yeah, because if I want to live another year, that would be good.
Yeah,
but you know, you think about stuff like the main event and all that, and you're going to have 10,000 people maybe. Well, that's the other thing. I bet there's a lot of people that feel like me, that you won't have the number. Like, there will not be 6,000 people. And if there is a senior event, they won't have 6,000. They'd be lucky to get 1,000.
Yeah.
Although a lot of those guys are I don't care if I die. How cool would it be, like, if I went and by day four, the guys that were left all had the Rona and couldn't finish. I would I'd be able to get a bracelet.
Yeah,
that
we would have to put an asterisk next to your name. Hey,
if you can survive the Rona, you've got a good chance of winning it.
Yeah, I would take that bracelet and proudly display it in my safe somewhere.
You'd be secretly running around the table, sprinkling a little Rona here and there, yeah, trying to knock out the good players.
Yeah, you know what? I could partner up with some young hottie with the Rona who would just wander around giving guys hugs.
Ooh, she'd do the massages.
She could do the massages. She could, you know, subtly cough on them. I'll give her a percentage. I think this is a good plan. So if you're a young hottie it won't do me any good. But if you have the Rona in September and you want a free trip to Vegas, you have to stay far away from me. All the other guys, every single guy there, it's okay for you to be in close contact with.
She doesn't even have to cough on them. She could just like lean down and whisper near their ear and be like, "Is that pressure okay?" And just whisper and breathe enough that it's right there in their face.
It's like, you're a really attractive older man.
Yeah.
Just
the problem is you would probably fall for it.
How would I fall for that?
I don't know. I just feel like you're a sucker.
Probably. I've fallen for worse. So, Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Just a little FYI, if you're – no late hits tonight, but
no, and no soccer matters.
Yeah, is Glenn okay? Did he get the
Yeah, no, Glenn went to visit his parents.
Oh, okay.
So he drove to New Jersey to visit his parents. So he's going to take this week off. He'll do Tuesday and Thursday next week. But so we're going to go straight to national programming after the Blitz today, which I know some of you are going to be disappointed in, but this is the deal. Because I offered it to Patrick and Jace to see if we wanted to come in on their off night, but they're doing their party at Big City Wings.
Yeah, so. As a matter of fact, I will be swinging by there for a few minutes just to say hello, and I'm picking up an order to take home.
That's, I think the first beer's on the house.
Oh, is it? Well, I'll have one beer then.
I guess it seems like you might should.
Yeah.
Well, first beer's on Patrick, but yeah. Yes.
Oh, is it really on Patrick?
He said he will buy anybody who comes up to him and says happy birthday their first beer.
Wow, Patrick Creighton's making a bunch of dough that I didn't know about. I got to look into what we're paying that guy.
713 says, I texted in about a week ago about how I got an offer for a medical device sales job and was leaving my current employer after 9 years. Well, the offer got revoked today. Was planning on putting in my 2 weeks tomorrow. Talk about a roller coaster. Boy, it's a good thing it got today and not when you put your notice in. Hey, let's squeeze Tony on real quick before we go to break.
Hello, Tony.
Guys, sports.
Sports.
So I just got back from Golden Nugget. It was a shit show there.
Whoa. Tony.
Tony, you can't say that.
Tony.
Dude.
I'm sure it was, but we don't.
Yeah, come on, man.
We don't say those words on the radio.
Dude, I would have liked to have heard about your experience, but you had to do that. It's a Tuesday, of course it is. It's always a bleep show on Tuesday. If I'm still doing this, well, a year from now, I'm taking every Tuesday off. They're just worthless. Quick break, it's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And it's time for a little, hey man, bleep that, although you just had to bleep somebody. So the guys listening on the radio all want to know what he said. I can't say it, obviously, right? Because we had to dump him.
Yeah.
Sad. Just Trump would say sad. All right. We've talked about these cancel idiots. You see Joe Rogan's under fire again because he, from 10 years ago now, we're going to go back and dig everything up. Joey Diaz was bragging about creepily trying to coerce female comedians.
Yeah, I don't know that Joe Rogan's cancelable. I feel like his army's too strong, honestly, at this point.
And
there's going to be people who try, but I think they're going to push it away.
Well, in the clip, his friend is bragging about coercing female comedians for sexual favors in exchange for stage time at a local comedy club. I'm sure he was joking. And I know in this day and age, you can't do it. But this is from 10 years ago. And you guys have to stop this. Going after people from 10 years ago, if they've committed a crime and they've gone to jail or something, okay. But you can't keep moving.
Yeah.
You just can't keep moving the standards and say, oh, well, you can't say this now, so you couldn't say it then. Maybe we shouldn't have been saying it then, but we have become, well, more sensitive. I was going to say more enlightened. I don't know if that's fair. But stop with the cancel crap. Stop with the going back 10 years. To that I say, hey, man, f*** that.
You know, we are, There are so few great parks anymore. It feels like they close parks. And I'm a big fan of our national parks. They are a treasure.
I like our state parks, too. We go to them a lot of times.
Yosemite, you would probably one of the great national parks we've got in our country, right?
One of the most famous, for sure.
Yeah. Well, the boss of their, like the guy who runs their concessions there, is out of a job now. Because he was at Half Dome at Yosemite driving golf balls. It shows him teeing off at the direction of the iconic dome, tracking the shot, then turning around and saying, that hit the rock.
Oh, no.
Yosemite spokesman Scott Gettyman said he is no longer employed with Aramark, but could not confirm whether he had been fired or resigned. But he gave a statement on Thursday night along with the video, saying, we are aware of the video, have spoken with the individual who's apologized and acknowledges using poor judgment. We have great respect for Yosemite National Park and expect all our employees to uphold the rules and regulations that are in place to preserve and protect it. Hitting golf balls into a park meadow is littering. Had he retrieved the balls, he would have trampled a protective meadow that is being restored. So really, there was no good way around it. Failed. Most of San Francisco's water is filtered by the park's meadows, so you can't just like go stomping through there. So bad call, but to that I say, hey man, that take care of our parks. I'm a fan.
Speaking of parks, Yellowstone return Sunday night.
I know. I actually downloaded another app so I can watch it.
All right, Aaron.
Mine is almost on the same level as yours, Fred. Yours is older, but I've been going over this for a couple of weeks. A few weeks ago, somebody tweeted out that one of the three founders of Pluckers, beloved wing joint that I think all three of us are fans of,
yep.
That one of the founders of Pluckers back in 2016 made a donation to President Trump's political campaign. And this isn't a whether you agree with Trump, agree with Biden, agree with Clinton. I don't care about any of that. But the company then decided they had to force an apology out and say, sorry that I donated to somebody you don't like. Now I'm going to donate 10 times as much to a cause you believe in. And they wanted to hashtag cancel Pluckers for a couple of days. And there were tweets of Pluckers is no friend to any minorities and everything like that because of one presidential donation of one third of the founders or one third of the owners. For the fact that Mark Greenberg went out and apologized and was bullied into saying, I'm sorry, I have a different political ideology than you. And from 4 years ago, whether you like the guy now or not, the fact that you're saying, I'm sorry, I thought differently than you, and you're going to be bullied into an apology, I'm saying, hey, man, f*** that.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, man.
And now I'll spend all my money at Big City Wings because, well, nobody's bullying Sam into, you know, apologizing over just having a difference of opinion.
You're canceling Pluckers then?
From my money, yes.
Well, interesting. So the people got what they wanted from you?
No, because everybody else who wanted to cancel went back the second they apologized. My thing is I don't care who you support, but the second you apologize for having a different opinion than me, I lost all respect
for you. Yeah, well, I read about that, and the guy was like, and there's three guys that own Pluckers, and the guy was like, listen, at the time, and they all agree, they all disagree politically. They've all got different feelings, which is not surprising with three different dudes owning a business. And the guy who did vote for Trump said, I don't believe the same things I believed then, which is that's the last guys that I want to bully are the guys who, you know, feel like maybe they've seen that the guy they voted for wasn't the best. Like, I'm not going to clown on you for that at that point. But I also don't think you should. I say this all the time. I don't hold it against anybody for who they voted for because everybody's got their own reasons for voting.
Why is it
giving money?
Why is it anyone's business that he gave money to the Trump campaign?
Because somebody went to the campaign, I guess the government list of how many people donated to different campaigns and saw that he was a owner of Pluckers and decided they wanted to get back at them.
Well, that's just stupid. Whoever did that and wasted their time going and doing that is just stupid. It's his right to support whoever the hell he wants, and and to go and have to apologize for it because you're gonna things are a lot different now too. a lot different. It doesn't mean he should change his mind that he gave money to the guy. I mean, come on, guys. Ugh.
Yeah, I know plenty of listeners think I'm some staunch, like, Trump diehard. I actually never voted for the guy. So this isn't about I think Trump is right and Hillary is wrong. I don't really care. Again, you could have donated to any candidate in the world, but the second you apologize for having a different opinion and doing something somebody else doesn't like with your money that you hard-earned, I don't know.
Aaron, you don't have to apologize for being a Trumpy. It's okay.
It's okay, Aaron. Yeah,
it is.
And I'm not apologizing if I were.
just saying.
Just own it.
And it's... Listen, I have friends who...
Even if you didn't vote for him, I need you to say you did, just so...
Maybe I will this year.
But you know what? We've got that base covered.
Maybe that coin will come out, and I will vote for him this year.
The problem is, and I have friends who are Trump supporters, but they're afraid to admit it now because they think that...
they get bullied.
Everybody will think they're racist. And they're not racist, but there's too many racists that are actually using it that they're kind of embarrassed by it now. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Thank God this day's over. I'm heading over to... I'll be over at the Big City Wings, the Marquee, for a little bit with Patrick Creighton to wish him a happy birthday. So if you're out and about and want to swing by, just keep socially distant.
Great. And wear your mask.
Yeah, I'll be wearing
mine. Wear a mask. I know.
Great job, Aaron. Great job, Hoffman. Till tomorrow. Stay runner free, bitches.